This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com. You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow.
Everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Naked Elves. I'm Jace with Lex.
Yeah.
Dawn and Kitty.
Check out Naked Rocco. Find him on our website. He has a
He's
hat
not
on.
Naked though, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. He does have elf clothes on.
Yeah, explain to the kids listening, Lex. We're doing host on a post. Yeah. What the hell's happening with this?
I don't know what that is. That sounded really weird, didn't it?
Would you like some Kmart in-store
Absolutely.
Music from the 70s under you?
Oh,
perfect.
Thank you. This is very festive. All you need to do is go to mytalk1071.com. Start clicking around in all the different tabs, deals, listen. There's lots of great stuff on our website, including hosts on a post. And today, Rocco will be on one of the posts. If you see him, click on him.
Will security please report to section 10? Security to section 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa. Security!
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was in the Christmas. Oh, my goodness.
That's hilarious.
Wow, I apologize.
No, it, hey.
This is just an in-store music bed from Kmart in the 70s.
So then click on them. A form will come up. You just type blah, 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 your info
will
in there.
Security, please report to Section 10. Security to Section 10.
Section 10. They moved on to Section 10.
Oh, my gosh. You'll be entered to win $1,000. Lori and Julia will announce it on Fridays. We'll have multiple winners. And you can look for that elf every day, that host on a post. Good luck.
And please stay away from Section 10, everyone. Please.
Something's going down.
It reminds me, when I was in the airport coming back from St. Louis, we kept hearing, we need immediate attention to the women's restroom across from gate 33, please. Immediate attention. And then we're like, ooh, that must be a bad situation. Ooh. And then like 10 minutes later, again, please, we need immediate attention to bathroom, the women's restroom across from. So we're don't go in there.
Don't go in there, girl.
Like birth or something?
Something.
Well, yeah, something might have overflowed or who knows.
Oh, Dawn, you didn't have to go there.
Yes, she did.
Toilets overflow.
It could be number three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and on that note.
I want to scream! Culture!
Just whatever comes to mind, shout it out.
Shout it out, Lex.
I got one. No, you guys shout.
That's aggressive paper shuffling there.
That is, because it's just one. You got to, you know, get it really going here. Now, Dawn decided to do the New Year's traditions quiz versus the entertainment one.
Okay.
So let's see. These have multiple choice answers here. So again, you know the rules. Let me get through the question. And then
Kenny, did you hear her?
What happened? What?
Oh, wow.
I'm already checked out.
You're getting your post-it ready.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Kenny will just keep score. Even though you won last week, Kenny. Remember?
Do you remember that?
You remember.
What did that pay me?
High five.
Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like at a party.
I can say something terrible, but I won't.
Oh, what stopped you? What stopped
it's
you
It's a
now?
Dirty word. Sweet blanks instead of sweet tarts.
Hot.
Yeah. All right. So let's see if you guys can get these New Year's traditions, because, it's coming up. Okay. Where do single women have a rooster predict their love lives? Is that Belarus, China, or Japan?
Belarus.
China.
Dawn gets the point in Belarus. Yes, what they do, the single women, they sit in a circle. They each have a pile of corn in front of them, a rooster's place in the center. And the woman whose grain heap gets pecked at first is believed to get married.
Oh, great.
Or the first to get married.
So the rooster pecks at her grain heap.
Yep, that's right, Kenny.
Kenny. Okay,
that got your attention.
That's right.
Kenny.
Okay.
By the way, that's how I met Colin.
Yeah. You're like, look at that grain heap.
Look at that. Let's start pecking, baby.
Uh-huh.
Where do people ring in the new year with a cemetery sleepover? Is that in Mexico, Florida, or Chile?
Chile.
Mexico.
Jason got the points in Chile. Uh-huh. Locals add extra spirit to the New Year's Eve by celebrating the holiday in a cemetery.
That's great.
Surrounded by all their deceased loved ones.
Oh, nice.
Where do people wear underwear on New Year's Eve versus a shimmery dress like most, at least here, New Year's Eve parties? Is that Canada, Brazil, or Norway?
Norway.
Brazil.
It is Brazil. That's right.
I know that. I know that because my foreign exchange student, my brother, Nelson, told me
right.
that. Yeah, he is my brother from another mother. I had a foreign exchange student in my freshman year of high school. And and he told me about that.
Did he strip down to his underwear?
Too much for my taste, actually. So, yeah.
Most people from Brazil apparently are allergic to clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the carnival, the
and the beaches.
And the beaches, and oh, yeah.
They really
and
work on their butts.
So beautiful.
That's okay. The Brazilian people there.
They work hard on those butts.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Nelson was and is a good looking guy. And now a politician in Brazil.
What?
Yeah. He's
a
bigwig. Yeah. He's a non-corrupt politician.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Let's see here. Where do people ring in the new year with a water fight? Is that Poland, Thailand, or Australia?
Thailand.
Who said it first? Was it Dawn?
Dawn.
Yep.
Now we're being nice to each other today.
Yeah. Their New Year is until April 13th, so it's not super cold.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's when they celebrate. And
what?
Because it's in the Southern Hemisphere, so the seasons are the opposite.
Where do people feast on black-eyed peas for good luck on New Year's Day? Is that the American South, New England, or the American Midwest?
The South.
That's right.
There used to be a chain restaurant called Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still around, but we had one in Indy. Yeah, we had one right next to us. I worked at the Dick Clark American Bandstand Grill, and there was a Black Eyed Peas right next to us.
Oh, wow. I love that. Someone open that up again.
I loved working at the Dick Clark's American Bandstand Grill. The only part that I hated was every time the theme song came on, we had to put our tray down, get on stage, and dance a routine that I still kind of remember to this day. So, yeah,
I had a similar on the Spirit of Boston. It was the same thing, Jason. We even threw streamers up at the end, but that was my favorite part.
I loved it.
Versus serving. All right, how about this? In what country does the first person to enter your home in the new year bring you gifts? Is that in Hungary, Lithuania, or Scotland?
Lithuania.
Nope.
Scotland.
It is Scotland, Dawn, yes. That first person to cross your threshold needs to bring a coin, salt, bread, coal, and whiskey.
Oh, wow. All of that?
That's right.
Where do people eat seven times on New Year's Day? Is that New Zealand, Argentina, or Estonia?
Argentina.
It's Estonia. Yeah.
My house.
They don't diet or exercise.
My house.
You got that right.
Jason did. They eat a lot on New Year's Day. Let's see. In what country do people eat grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve? Is that Spain, Portugal, or France?
Portugal.
France.
Spain.
You almost said it, Dawn. It is Spain. I bet Kenny got it, I think, right? For saying
Kenny got it.
Yep. If you can fit 12...
Kenny.
I've done this with Angel a few times. If you can fit 12 grapes in your mouth at midnight, it's believed to be good luck.
Oh, that's also a choking hazard.
Don't do that. And don't try to say chubby bunny.
Just 12?
Just 12, yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, depends on what kind of grapes. You've got those huge ones at the store now that are like, how are they making those?
Power grapes. Can you get your whole hand in your mouth?
Who?
Alexis.
No, not the whole thing.
Have you tried?
Pretty close. Yeah, we've tried.
Jason fell for
Haven't
it.
Haven't we all?
Jason fell for it.
No way.
I was just fishing. I wanted one of you to try it. Jason
I can't.
Fell
I've
for
have
it.
I've got TMJ and I I've can got barely my quiz open going. My mouth.
Oh.
Wow, tongue.
It's serious. It's really bad.
It's really bad, but I knew.
You have a what tongue?
I have TMJ. TMJ.
Oh, that's so painful.
Mandibular joint grinding disorder. It's real tight in here.
Yeah.
It clicks. Yeah. Sometimes it comes unhinged like a snake.
Can you open wide?
Not far.
Huh.
Okay. Anyway, we have time for one more.
Okay.
One more.
Can you open wide?
Let's see here. Which one do we want to
do what?
Here?
You know, Lex, why don't we just end it on Dawn's jaw?
Yeah.
Why don't we just end it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to get much better than that.
In a tie.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, friend.
Jason and Dawn.
Congratulations, friend. That's right.
Well, should we do one to break the tie? Let's do
sure,
that.
Kenny, okay, you're so out of it. Yeah. Kenny, you're out of it.
So, okay. Jason and Dawn, where do people plant a Christmas tree at the bottom of a frozen lake? It's like an extreme polar plunge.
Holy hell.
Is it Siberia, Canada, or Sweden?
Sweden.
Nope.
Siberia. Canada.
It's Siberia.
All right. They're crazy enough.
They dump
up there.
They jump into a frozen lake and plant a Christmas tree at the bottom.
Who won?
Jason.
Okay.
Yep.
Barely. Dawn's a winner,
it's
though,
so
too.
Cold. So,
yes. Ooh. Being very nice to each other today.
Yeah.
When we come back, the one, the only, Dirt Alert.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world, and the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms, and you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
With your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is time to find out the big pop culture news of the day in the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, my friends. How's everyone today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian and the People's Choice Awards, because this speech is making all sorts of headlines today. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Hi.
Love you so much.
Love you.
I know it's mutual.
Uh-huh.
Kim Kardashian thanked her estranged husband, Kanye West, while accepting the Fashion Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards last night. So she credited Kanye for introducing her to fashion. I do think this is interesting that she says, I'm humbled every single day that designers are willing to work with me. There was a time when they weren't.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
True that.
My, how things can change, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time when, like, people who were anything didn't want to be associated with the Kardashians.
At all.
You got to give them some credit for moving into a totally different stratosphere.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
She thanked Zach Posen, who dressed her and took her to her first big fashion awards ceremony, and then so many other designers. And then she said that they were probably talked into dressing her by getting a call from Kanye. And she went on and said to Kanye for really introducing me to the fashion world. I fell in love with fashion and I'm so inspired by so many people. But again, this is like a dream that I get to wake up and wear these amazing clothes and try new things and take a risk. I'm so humbled.
Wow.
I like a lot of things about her.
That's really sweet. Especially
it is nice
for her, their kids to hear that.
I think so too. And to kind of have that perspective. And I think you're totally right, Alexis. She's very much into the whole like gloved thing. She wears long sleeve things all the way down and then it covers her gloves. And I don't know how she's operating her phone with these gloves.
Oh my gosh.
Because the gloves are like part of the top. I mean, I think they're sort of tucked in. I can't tell if they're tucked in or they're part of the dress, but they have to have phone technology in them. There's no way that she doesn't have.
Like
remember when
grippy.
My Talk, when we had those gloves that we were handing out as, I still have some of those.
Yeah.
As swag they that you could use your phone. They don't work.
Yeah.
We still give those out.
Some right now.
Oh.
They don't work.
I have a pair that works. They're North Face, I believe, and they have magic fingers.
I need to get those.
Maybe I just need ones that aren't free.
Maybe that's it. You know,
no offense, promotions department.
Right,
love
they do
you,
their
Jess.
Best.
Love
yeah.
you,
love
Jess.
But don't put anything that you get from the promotions department in the dishwasher. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
You'll have a melty situation on your hands that you never anticipated.
Oh, God.
hand wash, huh?
Hand wash. All of the like plastic water bottles that say people's logos on them. Oh, you need to hand wash those,
not
guys.
Not ours. It's just in general. Yeah.
In general.
Yes.
And ours. But in general.
I, say, I have a, I won't say whom, because I have been in enough trouble the last week. But
oh, shoot.
I have an adult friend who one of my, our favorite aspects in our social circle is this person is a grown adult, and it cracks us up that this person's cabinet in her kitchen was made up of promotional cups, yeah, nothing but promotional cups for decades. Like, you would go in there and it would be like cups from like Six Flags.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like,
there's this, you know, from 1989, here's, yeah, a Six Flag plastic cup, and oh, here's from, you know, Kenny Rogers Roasters chicken farm.
God. So not even and, mugs, just like plastic,
no,
cups.
Plastic, like, this person had no, like, had minimal, you know, and let me be clear, person could buy, you know, she was not destitute or, you know, and it just, it was a source of constant, like, oh my goodness.
So if you, like, went over for a dinner party, you would just wonder which plastic cup you were going to get?
Yeah, I would get the Tony Danza show cup.
Oh, that's, you know, amazing.
I
mean?
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I kind of do love that. That's very, oh, funny. I like, you know, at Longfellow Grill and the Blue Plate restaurants, they do, I don't know if they do it at all of them, but they, their mugs are just like a collection of random mugs.
Yes.
So
yes.
I brought over there one time a bunch of Twin Cities Live mugs, because I was like, I go to Longfellow all the time, and I was like, I just want to, yeah, have, I want to like be served my coffee and then have the Twin Cities Live mug show up. I think that would be really fun.
Oh. Yeah, good idea.
Right?
Has it happened?
No, I just get other random mugs, which I like.
Where are the TCL mugs?
I know. I don't know where they are. I'm going to start asking. Yeah. They're going to know I walk in. She will only take her coffee in a Twin Cities Live mug. Yes.
No, I have to admit, I went in there, broke them all, and replaced them with Jason Show ones.
I think they should both have, they should have side by side lighted cabinets.
That's right. Yeah. I believe so, too.
Whatever. Hey, Brad Pitt hopes that he and Angelina Jolie can forgive each other for their kids' sakes. This is coming from Us Weekly, and Us Weekly always has the pro Brad Pitt stories. They've got a Brad Pitt source who's always trying to, like, yep, needle in some stories about how Brad Pitt is a great father. This is what a source saying. He doesn't want his relationship with his ex-wife, Angelina, to stay as icy as it's been. Brad hopes, this is the quote, you know, I love reading these quotes, that one, yeah, day he and Angelina find a way to forgive each other and move forward for the kids' sakes, if nothing else. He hates all the bad blood.
Well, you have that, the yin and yang. Your first story, Elizabeth, talking about Kim Kardashian. Say what you will about her. Say what you will about Kanye. But they seem to be making, and there was a lot of drama with the initial breakup, they seem to be making an effort to get along for the sake of the children.
Yeah.
And then the
he
opposite,
wants her back.
Yeah, and then the opposite is Pitt and Angelina.
It's Angelina.
She's mad. She's holding on to it.
I totally believe it's Angelina.
Yeah, she's mad. And I think that's probably difficult. There are probably some hills that you're going to die on. And maybe the one, like whatever happened on that plane, mm-hmm, that had to land in International Falls, whatever kind of altercation that then involved her children, like that was it. And she will never forgive him for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can get that. You know, I think if I could like imagine that scenario in which you had to get like all mama bear and protect your own child, that there are some things that would probably be unforgivable about that.
And yes, he's also probably taking the child's lead, too. I mean, what, how he feels.
Who knows?
He probably can't remember, forget that either.
We'll never know.
They were really declared legally single in April of 2019. They split in September of 2016. They're still hammering out the details of their settlement, including custody of their six children. And I'll, mm-hmm, remind you that it is currently December of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a little timeline.
Just wait, yikes, until they all grow up, I guess.
Ding, ding, ding.
Boy, it's a long time. Lots, yeah, a lot of money to lawyers, my friends.
Exactly.
It is. The lawyers are like, yeah, keep it going.
Keep it going. Billable hours.
Yep.
There you go.
You do not need legal representation to watch Elizabeth Reese today at 3 on Twin Cities Live.
Occasionally recommended.
Yeah. The best of passing notes when we return.
I love school and I love learning. Jason, who was your favorite teacher?
Mrs. Freeze from third grade. She made learning so much fun. I mean, looking back now, I see how teachers have to continually learn to be great teachers.
You are so right, Jason, and that is what St. Mary's University of Minnesota can provide with their Master of Arts in Education program. It is designed for educators who want to keep learning to advance their careers.
Especially if you want to build your skills in curriculum and instruction, mental health, or culturally responsive teaching.
You'll learn from top-notch educators who have a wealth of classroom experience to share.
The best part of St. Mary's is at the heart. Their faculty and staff are the people who get to know you and all become your allies on your educational journey.
To learn more, head to smumn.edu or my talk keyword St. Mary's.
So many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
Good morning. On my talk and streaming worldwide on our my talk app, I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and Kenny and you. Thank you for being here.
You're the best.
Thank you. You're the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. It is time for the best of passing notes. These are notes from Dawn's teenage years and performed by the My Talk players. Dawn McClain, D. McClain, what do we have today?
Today is whenever Jen and Lisa filled in the show.
Yeah.
And they did a live passing notes.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that? Yeah.
Oh, this was during Lexus's maternity leave.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, here we go.
We'll do it live.
This is Passing Notes Live, Jen and Lisa edition.
Read it out loud.
Well, this should be fun. We here at Passing Notes HQ have been sitting on a few notes from Dawn, but we weren't sure what to do with them. In the past, Dawn has been played by both Colleen Lindstrom.
He picked up a pair of pink underpants and rubbed them against his cheek.
And once at the fair by Jason Matheson.
I want to tell him to make up his damn mind and stop flirting with you or her. Right back. Love, Dawn.
But today, with two lady mystery dates, it's time for a double Dawn. Dawn. Both notes today involve Dawn's love interest, Jason.
Man, don't get mad at Jason.
It's a Springfieldian tragedy in two acts. And this is part one. A note from Dawn to her friend Sarah on Passing Notes Live.
Don't tell me that the audio isn't in there.
I don't think the audio is in there.
No! I was going to say, wow, this is a dramatic start.
No way.
Oh, God. Oh,
my goodness. This is just
the most disappointing passing notes replay ever.
This is just the music bed that we used under us. Oh, my goodness. That is funny.
Do we blame today's little elf for this problem?
Do we blame Rocco?
No, yeah. Not really. You got to blame me. Because
no.
I skipped forward and I heard Jason's voice and I heard a little bit of Colleen and I was like, okay, cool. This isn't just a music bed, but it is.
Well, I always have one ready to go.
Okay.
And here is Stephanie Hansen's passive. If we can't have one friend, we'll have another.
Yes.
Here is... I'm sorry, this is E. Reese as Stephanie.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Here we go.
To Dawn from Steph. Dude, what's up? Not much here. So, got any good offers lately? Well, Matt wants to say a little word. Here's Matt.
I get paid tomorrow, a whole 20, so that I have plenty of money for your suck for bucks offer. Nice doing business with you, Matt.
Hey, thanks for doing that, Pat.
Boy, she was a harlot, wasn't she?
Back to you, Steph.
I'm back. Nice little note, huh? Thought so. Well, how's your day going? You never told me who you like, and you never told me if you want a Christmas card or not. Although, I didn't tell you who I like either. Boy, did I ever have fun babysitting last night. They gave me a whole $350. I hope they didn't break them. In quarters. Can you believe that? They are really, really strange. So how was play practice last night? Who broke off the Advent candles? How rude, really? Corey keeps saying my name. It gets to you after a while. That's probably why he's saying it. Boy, am I smart. Don't answer that question on the grounds that I might hit you. 11:07, class isn't over for 30 minutes. My mom is really stupid. She got mad at me because I wanted to go to Mr. Donut instead of going to Bee King. Wow, now that's reason to get mad at me. No, really. Personally, I think it was quite rude. Ha! Did you watch Elf last night? Oh, never mind. Your play practice. Brother, are you ever weird? Not really. I just wanted to say that. Okay? Okay. 11:15. 21 minutes to go. I'm going to see if I can write you for the whole class. Boy, am I cool or what? Don't answer that question on the same grounds. I am a meanie. Ha! Are you going with Scott after school? I don't know if I can or not. I left my jean jacket in Hallie's car. 11:20. We're getting closer. This letter is getting pretty damn boring, but you'll just have to suffer. So there. How forceful. And I mean it, too. So when are we going to the mall? Soon? Later? Never? Who knows? Why does Heather call me morbid? Am I? You can answer that one. You have my permission. And my attention. So, little Miss Tramp, suck for bucks lately? Okay, sorry, Rocco.
It's okay. It's better than Royce's reaction. Go ahead and pick it up from there.
So, little Miss Tramp, suck for bucks lately? I bet you have, haven't you? Now, don't lie. I wrote Stephanie a letter. I'm mailing it tonight. I bet you'll sleep better tonight knowing that, won't you? Don't answer that on the grounds that I might come back in my later life and haunt you. Oh, I mean that. Ooh.
Oh, wow. Is this the origin of Dawn's passion for ghost hunting? Sorry, paranormal investigations.
I had to stretch. Ha! Well, I better be going now. See you soon. Love ya, Steph. Otherwise known as Chi-Chi. P.S. Write me, please.
That was delicious. Elizabeth say that?
I know. I don't know about you guys, but I think my favorite part is hearing Royce refer to Dawn as a harlot.
She was a harlot, wasn't she?
Because that is one of my... I love that. Harlot. That word just cracks me. There's a few words in the English language that crack me up. Harlot is... Sorry, see? Harlot is one of those words. And hearing Royce say it is even better.
God. I hope everybody knows we really weren't sucking for bucks.
Well, what was it then?
We're just joking. There wasn't any money exchange. I mean, come on.
Oh, no, we don't know. Don, like, no, we're not accusing you of anything.
$20 for, please.
Oh, no. Kitty, I don't know. We weren't saying anything, were we? I don't think so.
There's a whole show called wallet. Harlots. Yeah. Checking your wallet
for a girl
to see how much you spent.
There's no bucks in
your little town.
Exactly, Dawn. How much Kenny's spending in his town on Groupon day?
Yeah.
Dawn McClain, do we have one more thing to give away today?
Yes, let's give away that family 4-pack of ticket vouchers to see Annie at the Children's Theater Company. It's running now through January 9th, 2022. 651-641-1071. Caller 4.
Did anyone watch the Annie live on NBC? Anybody?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I wonder how people liked it. I don't even know what the ratings were. Usually,
good things about it.
Did you
hear good things? Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, I'm flipping. I have a very special Jump the Shark. That's what I'll say. That and more when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Jaws. 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 Jaws is the game where you try to fish out what's in the jaws of the great white shark.
I'm going for the camera. Made it.
But be careful, because if you remove the wrong piece, the jaws will get you. You're out. Jaws, it's you against the great white shark and each other from Ideal.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Jaws. Lex, you need to find that game, too. That looked really... That's a classic. That's based on... From 1979, and it's based on the movie. And it's a little shark, and you take this little thing, and you remove these pieces from his mouth. And then there, you know, the contraption on his lower jaw, when the weight decreases, will eventually close shut. So that's the whole it's like Jenga, yeah. You know, you remove. Oh, yeah. Remove so you keep removing items from his mouth until the spring apparatus has not enough weight on it to close. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so anyway, yeah. Cool. So, looks cool.
All right.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Normally at this time, and we're going to do it, we name a person, place, or thing that has jumped the shark. So I have a special edition today. So let's do that.
Fire up the book. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Yeah, so usually Dawn, Alexis, Kenny, or I use this last segment to nominate a person, place, or thing that has jumped the shark, and we bitch about them for the end of the show. But today, I thought I would flip the switch, as we've done from time to time, and not complain, but use this as an opportunity to express some gratitude. And this the catalyst was last night's dinner that the Emperor and middle manager B. Arthur threw for us at Red Rabbit in the North Loop, celebrating the staff for our win, our Marconi Award, which are the Oscars of radio. We won a large market station of the year, which is just huge. And we've talked about that, and I'm not going to go back on that. But something was said yesterday, and it made me think of that it would be worthwhile to mention it here on the air. And that is, you know, we've made a career on this show of making fun of the Emperor, making fun of B. Arthur, and Lord knows that's not going to stop. But we will say on the air what we said privately last night, and that is a note of gratitude to Dan, to Amy, and to Brooke and Jess. And the last two individuals are the least conspicuous members of our staff. But my goodness, do they routinely work the hardest?
Mm-hmm.
The mildly talented talent leaves a event, Brooke and Jess are there hours after we are, cleaning up quite literally after us.
And hours before.
And hours before, and I mean quite literally cleaning up after us in every way that's applicable. And I thought about that. It hit me like a brick. Not that it hasn't before, but it hit me like a brick when we left, when we were able to leave Project Dawn and Dirty Construction. Because we get to leave, and Brooke and Jess have to stay and clean up. And also, and I said this to Alexis when the two of us started a daily show in 08, I was immediately taken by the professionalism of our promotions crew here at My Talk. I am not throwing shade at any station I've ever worked for. I am really not. But there was a level of class. There was a level of professionalism that came with a My Talk event that really struck me. I've been to station events before in TV that looks like a 7-year-old has put together, you know, with like one streamer and a balloon hanging down and a guy smoking a cig, you know, and it's just sad and pathetic and it doesn't look good and it looks ridiculously embarrassing. And even when we were a small station that 7.5 people listened to, our events were top notch. We looked like a $70 million radio station at these events. And that struck me from day one. And it continues to be a source of pride for all of us now. And it's another reason why I know I can speak for the four of us. I'm really very proud to work here.
Yes.
And that's all because of two women, Brooke and Jess. Yeah. We're the most conspicuous members of this team, but those two are among the hardest working of our team and do not ever get the credit and recognition that they deserve.
And the nicest and most creative, too.
Yeah, they think of the ideas for all the promotions that you do.
Yes.
Yes.
The L thing, Lex, where you said that was Brooke.
Yeah, Don just said it. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just, it hit me last night when the Emperor was droning on and on and on. And see, I can't be nice to him for too long. But he mentioned Brooke and Jess, and I just thought, you know, we don't talk about them enough. Not enough oxygen is spent recognizing the behind-the-scenes folks that you guys listening should know. You don't know, but you should know, because they make us look really, really good. They state make us fair. Look better. Yeah.
State fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Both stations are now to be my talk in the podcast. And they show up in the morning, when the morning, before the morning show does, and they're there long after the last show has gone home. And they run both booths, and they're amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Engineers. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, the engineers, too.
Hannah.
But yes. Hannah, yeah, social media. It's just, I complain
when I'm at these events. I complain and I bitch and I moan until I see Brooke, Jess, Hannah, or one of the engineers. Then I shut my mouth and realize, yeah. Oh, my God, you've got it so good.
Yes.
Quit your bitching, old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing.
They're fantastic. So if you've ever been, if you're listening, and to make this about you guys listening, if you've ever been to one of our events and you've had gotten a T-shirt or you've gotten a cigarette lighter or a My Talk sex We're toy back. Or whatever.
A bong,
whatever, you know, edible
that's
underwear.
That's a Brooke design.
Yeah, those are all.
the Brooke bong.
The
oh
Brooke
my
bong has come from.
God.
If you've
It'd be
ever
like
been
a hockey stick or something real sweet.
Yeah. If you've ever gotten or you've enjoyed a My Talk event, heavens to Murgatroy, it has very little to do with us. It has very little to do with the voices you hear every day. It has the most to do with those two ladies. And as Alexis rightfully pointed out, they're also as nice as you want two colleagues to be.
And their attitude, Jason. Yeah. I try to get Jess to complain. It's impossible. She will not complain no matter how long the day is, how hard the work is. She's always there, and she's ready to shovel coal. She's amazing. Yeah.
And we've said this before, but the last minute, and I know for us on-air folks, I purposely spent the most time with Brooke and Jess, but all kidding aside, I make fun of B. Arthur the way that I do and Dan because they're friends and it's easy. But the truth of the matter is you can't put a price on the creative freedom that those two knuckleheads give us.
Yes, I was going to ask you to repeat what you said last night, why we love working here and being...
Because you're right.
They don't mess with us.
No.
Yeah,
they trust us. Imagine that, Lex. executives hiring people and trusting the people that they have hired to do the jobs that they were hired to do. I learned that the hard way. Lex knows she was with me in 2013, 2014. You can get a nice salary. You can get a lot of vacation days. But the fact that they leave us alone and trust us to put on a quality broadcast for all of you, priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do that. I mean, we'll get the occasional email from B. Arthur, but that's what the delete folder's for. So, I mean, you know.
That's true. And also the freedom to try things and fail.
Fail.
That's happened many times.
Many.
Just to see
many
if it
times.
Works. And
not on this show, Lex, but other shows have failed. Yeah, yeah,
right. Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Not on
yes,
this show. We've
right.
never failed.
Never,
any.
Ever.
Never. We've never had a segment fail. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Everyone have a fantastic Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, hump. There she
it's
goes.
A hump, he's still hump. Here. Shoot, you're supposed to be gone, Jace. Have a great day. We love you so much. Don and Steve, they're live at Dean's, right? That's next.